Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tied Outfit. I'm your host, Tyquisha Davis. Back so soon that I am. See, I was communicating with y'all that whenever I'm guided, I am so grateful for this platform. I am grateful for just being present and being able to hear and listen, you know, to my divinity. It's just so profound, and I definitely do not take it for granted. And I love it here. I absolutely love it here. I am going to go ahead and get into today's episode. It's going to be definitely very short and sweet. Grab your pen and paper if need be. I am talking to the men and the women in this episode, both men and women. Hear me out. It is something inside of you that energetically is vibrating on a certain level that is attracting the people in your life. Whether it's a partner or a friend, you are attracting them to you. And a lot of you are pointing blame and playing victim. And it's very important for you to understand the only way to grow through is you have to go on your healing journey yourself and for yourself. A wise man said it best. There is nothing that you can do for another human being better than working on yourself. And it is nothing that they can do for you other than work on themselves. There's no one to change. You're not going to change anyone. I say it often, if you want change, you have to be that change. And once you change, the world around you will begin to reflect the change that is within yourself. As within, so without. So stop waiting. Go all in on you. And start healing yourself. And start working on loving yourself and surrender. Surrender any story that you have about people harming you or hurting you. Remember, it didn't happen to you. It happened for you. For divine moments such as this. For you to be able to let go that program or condition and understand, I know that that can be challenging and maybe scary for a lot of you, because that takes courage. Go to Google, type in the scale of consciousness. Courage is the energy that vibrates at the level that takes you from fear into love. I remember when I was younger and my Uncle Nelson, who was a preacher of our family church, and he would always say, save yourself. Save yourself. And he would just burst out into tears. When I tell you I am 36 years old and I can see this man on the pulpit saying, save yourself. When I tell you I understand that phrase more now than ever. When you choose you, you have already chosen everyone else. We all are on a journey. And since I have been on this journey, I have realized the only person I ever lost and needed back was me. Be the love, guys, and be you no matter the circumstances, no matter the challenges, no matter the individuals that are in your life. If you lose them, you never had them. Stay lifted. And I love y'all. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. Thank you for being a part of my journey. Like, I am somebody who is definitely sitting on a high horse. However, one thing about me is I never look down because I know up is the only way. We are all each other. And I find it very, very I'm just gonna say this. You're not alone. I don't care how high you see me or how high you think I am. Guys, we're all each other. And we are on different levels in this journey called life. So you can either be someone who chooses to be shut out, introverted, stagnant, not using your voice, just stuck. Or you can build, be the voice of reason for someone by simply informing and communicating about you and your experiences. Because I say it all the time, baby, we're all dealing with the same shit. It just looks different. Are you willing to be true to you and really create that life that you yearn for? Activate, be expressive, accept the growth. Until next time, guys, love you. Peace.